here in Ennis, where the vaccination centre, which we were told initially was going to open next Monday, is opening today at the West County Hotel. And the first people there are being vaccinated by a team of workers, amongst them Catherine Fogarty. She's from District Inverna. And she's, I understand, Catherine, one of the vaccinators at the centre. Good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm very well. How do you feel today?
Oh, feel very good, Gavin. We're excited here to be starting vaccinating Clare people. People are very grateful coming in and very excited to be here.
I can hear a hubbub behind you. I presume this is going to be ramped up over time, but what are you looking at for today in terms of numbers and who's being offered these vaccines at this time?
So today it's between 65 and 69 year olds. We've about 120 plus patients, and we've about 30 patients vaccinated already, so we're making headway.
Very good. Talk to me about the centre and the experience that people will have when they're called. There's a video that was put up yesterday by the UL Hospitals Group for those who want to watch it. People will be familiar, of course, with the West County Hotel, but you've transformed the place.
Yeah, so around the back of the hotel is the marquee. That's the entrance to the centre. They're met by volunteers. Clerical staff will check them in, and then they're brought to the vaccination hubs, the little cubicles we have, and they meet their vaccinator. They explain the procedure to them, and they wait for 15 minutes or 30 minutes afterwards for observation. And that's it, basically. They get a text then for their second appointment down the line.
For whenever is appropriate, depending on the type of vaccine they've gotten, etc.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know if you've been administering vaccines elsewhere yet or not, but what has your experience been about people's level of enthusiasm, shall we say? How keen are people to get the jabs?
Yeah, so I've been administering since February. We were in the nursing homes and then Ennis Hospital and the Radisson Hotel, and now here. People are very enthusiastic. I mean, the last group of patients we vaccinated with the Category 4 patients with long-term illnesses, they were so grateful, and it was their ticket to freedom. They'd been in, you know, locked up for a year, basically. Mm. And patients today here, the older people, they're so happy to be here. And I mean, some people have some concerns, but we've got a lot of literature. We explain everything, and they make an informed consent.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about, if you don't mind going into it a little bit more, because I was asked by a listener during the week about if somebody does have concerns, if they've got questions about the vaccines, what's in place to answer those questions?
Well, we've all done our training and we update it regularly as regards to new developments with the vaccines. We've got a very informative little booklet, so we go through that with the patients. It answers most of the questions. And there is a helpline. People can ring a helpline as well, where they'll get further information. Mm. But I mean, people who turn up generally have come to get their vaccination. You know, they're here to get it, and for the most part, people are very happy.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that. And obviously, you have the option to ring your GP in advance or whatever it may be to ask about your own health. In a general sense, I take it from the way you're talking, though, that there hasn't been much change in terms of people's enthusiasm, despite some of the headlines you've seen about the vaccines over the past few weeks?
Not that I've experienced, but like, as I say, people who turn up are generally here to get the vaccine, you know, that they're...
Sure.
Yeah.
So, how long do you know will the facility at the West County be in place for?
I have no idea. I'm not sure, Gavin.
You're there for as long as you've been asked to show
day
up,
one,
essentially.
Yeah, we have a lot of people to get through, but I'm not sure, Gavin.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
no, I understand that. But is it a big team of vaccinators? Are there many staff on hand?
So we've pre-vaccinators today. We've some nurse managers here as well, and they'll ramp up according to the numbers of people coming through.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, 5 to 10 minutes for each person, and we can get through a lot of people.
Very good. And how does it feel for you? Your work and that of others, of course, is fingers crossed going to make a difference and help us all get back to something closer to normal living.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it's just a wonderful experience to be this side of it. We've all worked in the COVID wards. We've seen the other side of it, the horror and the trauma people have gone through, and even when we were working in the nursing homes, I mean, it was so emotional and so positive, you know, for people to be coming out the other side and getting their vaccination and being able to see their families again. So, I mean, this is an honour for me to be working in the vaccination centre, really, you know.
Well, well done to you, and I think you've summed it up really well, because that's what this is about. It's not just about getting the injection, but it's fingers crossed unlocking the ability to, you talk about the nursing homes, but for others as well, people who can meet their loved ones and see their families and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely, Gavin.
100% indeed. So, is it a sense of excitement in the air then today?
There is. There's a great buzz here. People are very excited, and I mean, I suppose for a lot of people as well, they haven't been out meeting people really, so they're coming here today, they're meeting staff, they're meeting other people who've been vaccinated. So it's lovely, there's a lovely atmosphere here.
Fantastic, absolutely delighted to hear that as well. Just finally then, if people are looking for the vaccine, when the portal opens for their age, you need to register for it, obviously. It's worth repeating that message so people know what to do, so they can get the call to come into you, obviously.
Yes, so register on the online portal, give their phone number and their PPS number, and then they'll get their appointment time.
Very good. And fingers crossed the system can run well. And I know a lot of that is outside of your control with supplies, etc. But fingers crossed they come in by the bucket load and we can get there very well. And it's great to hear laughter.
Okay. Thank you, Gavin.
Best of luck, Catherine. Thanks very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Catherine Fogarty there from Lister Inverna at the West County in Ennis at the Vaccination Centre for Clare. It's Tracy's West County, of course. Patrick Tracy's on the line. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm well, and thanks very much for joining us as well. You've had many events at the hotel down through the years. This is a very different one. We discussed it a few weeks ago when it was announced that the hotel was going to be this site. How do you feel this morning now that the activity is there in earnest?
Sure, it's fantastic. You know, there's been a great buzz, even just for ourselves in the hotel. There's been a great buzz about the place in the last week after, you know, pretty much 5 months with nothing happening, you know. It's good to see a lot more work going on, some activity about the place. It's just nice, so many people in around. So yeah, it kind of gives us something to work for, you know.
And it's something for the people of Clare as well. I mean, it's important for your business, it's important for the hotel, etc. But with due respect, this is bigger than that for most people listening to this morning, as you'll appreciate.
Oh, 100%. You know, like I can say it's good for us. We've been closed for 5 months, but like everyone's been in a similar boat. Everyone's been affected by COVID. The vaccination centre, you know, it's a sign that we're finally on the way out of it. You know, it's the kind of first step, I suppose, at least for us in Clare, of getting out of the pandemic, you know, and moving forward with our lives and getting businesses open, you know.
And that's understandably for you something you're very keen on in terms of the vaccination centre there. It'll be there for at least a few weeks and probably months, I presume. Do you know?
Yeah, look, sure, I suppose it's going to take time to vaccinate so many people around. You'd imagine that we'll probably have it, like it's hard to know with how quick they get through it and all, but I'd imagine that it'll be in around the hotel through a lot of the summer.
And are you looking then, because obviously come the summertime, fingers crossed, you'll be able to reopen and to trade somewhat close to normal. Are you looking at a situation where you'll have the vaccination centre in the corner of the hotel and guests being around as well, potentially?
Yeah, like the way it's set up. So, like, if anyone was coming into the hotel, they'd come in the main entrance, they drive in the main entrance, and they'd be directed around to the back. So behind the leisure centre, they'd be entering in one door of the function room, going through the vaccination centre and coming out the other door of the function room,
yeah,
and driving out the service exit, which is kind of between ourselves and the halfway house there. So really, there's not much, there won't be much interaction between the vaccination centre and the hotel proper, let's say, you know. It'll be kept completely separate. You know, they've their own security managing the place, they've their own cleaners in the room. So there's even going to be, like, there's very little cause for our own staff to be going in there, never mind any other customers,
sure,
you know.
Yeah. And of course, the way you're set up, it's ideal the way it has worked out, that you have all that space and all that opportunity to do so. In terms of reopening for more normal trade, we saw an announcement yesterday that next week we're going to get a roadmap. Is that, I presume that's welcome in terms of, fingers crossed, getting dates as to when you can reopen and how?
Yeah, like, welcome is one thing, it's necessary, you know. I suppose we're kind of, until a roadmap comes out, ourselves, like so many other places, are in limbo. We don't know what way we can plan to open, if there is a roadmap of opening, and what level are we going to be open. Is there only going to be outdoor dining allowed? Is there going to be some form of indoor dining? Are we going to be allowed to have guests from outside our county? If so, from when? You know, like, all of these, when this roadmap comes in, that's when we start planning. You know, it's very hard to plan to do anything before then.
And what do you think demand will be like?
I think demand when hotels are, and say the hospitality sector is allowed to open properly, say like it was, say from June 29th last year, I think the demand will rise significantly. You know, people are only dying to get out. You know, myself, I'd say yourself included, you know, just dying to get out for a breakaway, just to change the scenery. You know, one thing that I find I've been lacking, and the people I know have been lacking, is any bit of variety. You know, when you're in your 5K, you can walk it 1,000 times and be stuck, you know, and, you know, you do get tired of it. You open up to 20K and it's great because you can go to more locations around the county, but when the country opens properly, I think people will only be dying to get away.
So are you then optimistic that it's not going to be the summer you want, of course, because it'll start later, etc. But are you optimistic that when you do open, trade will be decent?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I think it'll be very similar to last year. You know, last year was very much the same. People came out in their droves. They came to the coastal counties, say, and they spent a bit. There's a lot of good family breakaways. Like, there's still going to be, at least from the look of things, going to be restrictions on international travel. So hopefully that'll mean that the Irish people from around the country, you know, that they decide to do a staycation year again this year, and it should give us all a lift.
And fingers crossed the weather plays ball as well.
Please God, It's looking nice today.
Absolutely, and hopefully that's a sign of things to come. Nice on the outside, nice on the inside too, and good to hear positivity. We need to see these steps, these landmark moments going forward, and for Clare certainly, that's what the opening of the centre is today. So delighted to reflect that this morning, and well done to you and to your team for your own efforts. I hope it is a good summer, as you hope for Patrick, and thanks for joining us.
Please God. Thanks very much, Gavin.
Do take care. Slán at Patrick Tracy there, Managing Director of Tracy's West County Hotel.